Rhino Queen Studios. Let's get back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
Where the hell did this come from? It's a song by Whale. I actually know it. Where the hell did it come from, though?
We don't need that kind of stuff around here.
Too modern. Don't need that in my life.
Where did this come from? It's out of nowhere. Just didn't see it.
Oh, it was a mistake.
Happens to the best of them. Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. We've already been joined by ESPN's Buster Olney, American Idol guyliner wearer, and Edwardsville native who hung up on us.
Kyle Rennick.
I thought Iggy would play the thing right there.
No, I thought maybe you were passing
a stone. You thought he was passing a stone. Will you try it again next year?
We'll see. I don't know how they go about it.
That's it for you.
I hate that guy now.
Producer Joe's mad at the American Idol people. And then also Girls Next Door of the Year contest, contestants also known as Danielle, who went to school with Kyle Rennick in Edwardsville, and Lindsay, who had a swing set stolen in her backyard, and the cat has now written this screenplay titled A Swing Set for Molly, based on the whole episode.
It's going to be a tearjerker.
Sounds as if. And we're very happy to be joined right now on the hotline by Brad Thompson of your St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's doing?
Oh, not too much. You know, just driving in this nice St. Louis weather.
But Producer Joe typed up that you were on your way to the field.
Well, he could be driving to the field, Tim.
But why would you go to the field in this St. Louis weather, Brad?
Oh, man, it's workout time. I've got nothing to do the rest of the day.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll get them done in the morning.
Life is tough as a major league player, isn't it?
You know, it's not too bad in the offseason.
I'd take a nap.
Isn't too bad.
I can do that later. Got plenty of time.
God, got it all figured out.
Now, are you excited to get back into the season? Of course, the first sign that the season is approaching is the winter warm-up, which will go on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Are you excited for that, Brad? Get to rub elbows with the fans, as it were?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, there's always a lot of excitement in there, and everybody seems to have a good time. And like you said, it's showing the season's coming up quick, man. This offseason went fast, but I think we're all excited for it.
Are you going on that Cardinal caravan?
I am. I'm leaving on Sunday, going to Memphis, Tennessee, like they haven't seen me enough over there. But going back there again, a few other places, so it should be fun.
Who's with you on the caravan?
You know, I know I got Anthony Reyes, so I'll have a buddy, and I think a few of the young guys, Perez and Anderson, so we'll have a good time.
What do you guys do when you're in that bus the whole time? Be honest with me.
You know, hopefully we got the one that has the satellites, so we can watch the football.
Nice. Oh, you're not going to be, you're not going to be at home while that those games are going on.
We'd like to see a few games, so hopefully we get the good bus.
Brad, what do you make of some of the changes the Cardinals made in the offseason, and how it might affect your standing as either a starter or a reliever, or where do you want to be?
Personally, I really just I'm looking for a big league job this year. You know, same thing as last year. I'd like to go in. I'd like to have the chance to start, but if it doesn't happen, I'd like to slip into a bullpen job. But we've lost a lot of key guys, but we've also picked up some guys. So it's going to be some different faces in there, but it's still going to be the same competitive ball club.
We're talking with Brad Thompson of your St. Louis Cardinals on the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Brad, I want you to be honest here, but your role last year seemed to change quite a bit. How tough was that for you to adjust when you weren't sure exactly what your role was going to be?
It was kind of hard bouncing back and forth, but I think it was a good learning experience to be able to swing back and forth. And kind of looking back on it now, I take it more as a learning experience. It was a little frustrating at the time, but it was nice to be able to do that and kind of get the confidence knowing that I can start at the big league level. So I think it was good for me.
Did you ever get your ring fixed?
What?
I still doesn't fit. I have to wear it on my middle finger.
A World Series ring, and it's like three sizes too big, and it doesn't fit on his finger. So I said, you got to get that fixed.
Why don't you just get a new one?
Well, if I get old and fat in a few years, maybe it'll fit, though.
Nice.
Something to look forward to.
It's something to keep you. How old are you right now? You get trouble for looking so young. How old are you now?
25.
20, yeah, still nice and young. God bless you.
Been around a while. I would have thought like 27 or something.
Yeah.
No, that's 26 at the end of the month.
26 at the end of the month. Good for you. You're a Las Vegas guy, are you not?
Yes.
So let me ask you this. What are you doing in St. Louis during this crap weather? Go back to Las Vegas.
I've been out here this whole offseason. Got my girl here keeping me out of trouble.
There it is.
Just out here having a good time.
That's what I said in the 7 o'clock hour. The cat said he's been here all offseason. I said he must have a young lass in his life that's a St.
And
Louis.
I said that's none of my business, Brad. I don't want to get in your business.
It's my business, though, and that's why I'm asking about it.
I've been having a good time out here. I've been enjoying it, actually having some season, seeing some cold weather, you know. It's been nice.
What kind of things do you do if you have some time on your hands in St. Louis during the off season? What are you doing to keep busy? Watching that American Idol?
I tell you what, I haven't been doing too much. Been just doing the gym thing in the morning and been playing Xbox with half the team on that Xbox Live thing. About half the team's hooked up on that thing.
Nice. Who's playing?
Oh man, I've been playing. With Reyes and you know, Tyler Johnson, and you know, Izzy's on there, so it's pretty fun.
I spend an hour a day yelling at my kids to stop playing Xbox and PlayStation. You'll never amount to anything.
Yeah, and here's guys that are making millions in the big leagues.
There you go.
All they do is Xbox.
That's the move. Send it.
You never
a message.
Know what you're playing against.
Yeah, that's the move. Brad Thompson, kind enough to join us here on the ITD Morning After. I realize as a younger guy, and at least in terms of seniority in the big leagues, it's you gotta tread lightly when talking about the organizational moves. And the Cap brought up the changes, or Doug brought up the changes. I can't recall who, but you know, the general manager switch has led to a lot of people worrying that the team is going in a different direction for 2008. How do you view the Cardinals' chances going into this season versus some of the past years, Brad, where you guys were picked to win the National League Central?
You know, I think there's always something said to be coming in as an underdog, you know, and I think that, you know, Mo's doing a good job, and, you know, I've always liked Mo. He's, you know, always been, you know, very communicative with me, and I think that we're going to be fine. I think that we brought in some good guys and had some good additions. And, you know, I think that we're going to end up just fine. I think we'll surprise a lot of people.
As you head into spring training, the fact that you're going to have to compete once again, I mean, does that get the juices flowing? Or would you prefer at this point in your career that you had something more definite lined up?
Well, I mean, I tell you what, obviously it would be nice to come into spring training with a job, but... you know, I'm looking forward to going in there and fighting for a job and, you know, seeing what I can do and hopefully have a good spring like I did last year.
You really think there's a chance that they don't have you penciled in on the roster?
I mean, I think there's always a chance, you know. You never know. You got a lot of good arms coming into camp, so I just got to go in there and, you know, fight for a job and hopefully, you know, spend my fourth year in St. Louis.
One of the funniest guys on the team is Brad Thompson, although in interviews sometimes, Brad, I know you're a little bit shy of showing it. I suggest that this year you open up and you show some of that sarcastic side.
I think you're right. I think I might as well. You know, people think I'm kicking puppies all the time. I got to change their their thoughts.
There's nothing wrong with kicking
It is true
puppies.
On the bus, you know, when the players go back and forth.
Are you on the bus with Brad Thompson?
Yeah. And
Brad Edmonds?
And when they you know, go back and forth and tease each other, I'm telling you, Brad Thompson kills people. He crushes people. He's got a good sense of humor.
You got to have some fun, you know.
I think you ought to get a show, an hour on the FSN Midwest, live every week.
Interested
I'm
in
scared
that?
Of that.
What about being a regular friend of this program? I think that could work out just fine for you.
I think I can handle that.
Nice!
It ruined my reputation. Maybe it could take yours down the drain with
me. Look what it did for Edmonds. Oops.
Yeah,
sensitive subject.
Like to be a tan on the beach.
Yeah, you can go out to Southern California. That's the move. Do you know any of the guys that are coming in this year? I mean, there weren't a whole lot of off-season acquisitions. The biggest took place just a couple days ago with Scott Rolen heading out of town and Troy Gloss heading to town. Cardinal fans are buzzing about that move.
Yeah, I got to meet Gloss actually when he came in here for his physical. I was at the field. Got to meet him. You know, seemed like a great guy. Everybody has great things to say about him. So. I'm looking forward to playing with him. Got to meet Clement, so I'm excited with the new guys coming in.
Brad Thompson, kind enough to join us on the program. On his way to the field, even though it's freezing out there, he's going to go to the ballpark and work out.
What are you going to do? The squat thrust? What do you have lined up in terms
burpees.
Of your
burpees?
You know what? I didn't plan on doing squat thrust, but now you got me excited, so I might have to.
Nice job, the cat.
I'd knock out about 20, then call it a day, go get some lunch.
This pizza. Team wins the World Series. Remember January 17th when Jim Hayes recommended Brad Thompson do squat thrusts.
I think it's the word squat that got him excited. I don't think it's the exercise.
Brad, thank you so much for coming on the radio program.
All right, thank you, guys.
Don't be a stranger. Brad. Thank you, Brad. Brad Thompson joining us here on the ITD Morning After Team 1380.
the hell was that?
He just hung up on us, too.
No, that was Kyle Rennick calling back to hang up for the second time.
Yeah. Was he pranking us now?
No, he's just tired of our act.
God bless America.
Brad Tapsley seems like a good guy. I haven't gotten to know him really that well.
He is a very, very funny guy, but he's a little concerned when we try to bring him on live that he won't do so well.
Is he worried about Sally?
No.
Like the skipper?
No. He just said, I get nervous when it's live. So he must have thought this radio show was taped.
Must have a very special lady friend if he's going to dodge Las Vegas for 5 or 6 months to hang out here.
He's kind of an X factor, really, in the Cardinals' pitching plans. Still not quite sure what to make of him, whether he can be a big winner if given the chance, or if he's just
a one-inning guy. I think the way that they used him kind of set him back a little bit. You know, if you're a middle reliever, that's fine. He was the mop-up guy for a while. That, you know, his temperament, too. He's got a temper, and I think sometimes it got away from him. But talent-wise, I think if you use Brad Thompson properly, you're going to have something that's going to help your rotation or your bullpen at the very least.
He's had flashes where you go, damn. You know, and then on the other side of it, it gets really bad, and then he gets sent on the Kerry Robinson Expressway down to Memphis. And all of a sudden, before you know it, he's back down there trying to get back on track. It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn with you on the radio program. We will do the Ticket Guys email of the day coming up in about 15 minutes. So if you still haven't had a chance to write in on what Buster Olney discussed with us in the 7 o'clock hour, what Kyle Rennick did with us in the 8 o'clock hour, which was a fine interview followed by, unfortunately, him just kind of shutting it down. The lovely ladies, thank you. The lovely ladies of the Girl Next Door of the Year competition. And then we had Brad Thompson join us. You're more than welcome to email the program the morning after at team1380.net. And we are giving away a $50 gift certificate to the Lifestyle Center and 2 VIP passes to the Pearl Vodka presentation of the InsideSTL.com Girl Next Door of the Year competition and the Team 1380 AFC-NFC Championship game party at Lush this Sunday. Doors open at 11:30. And those VIP passes are nice. You sit there and you go, what do I get with a VIP pass? I'll tell you. You want to know?
Yes.
All right.
I'm fine.
I'm going to talk to Doug.
Okay. I need to know.
No cover charge. There's a $5 cover charge. No cover charge for women, because that seems right.
Seems discriminatory.
New. And then you get free booze and free food from 12 to 2 in the VIP lounge. And you get to watch the little radio program that you and I are doing with Martin Kilcoyne and Bernie Miklas. We're going to allow the people to get involved. And four people will get sets of tickets to that Blues-Ducks game on Friday, February 1st. So arrive early. We'll have the people ask the panel of fine sports journalists any questions they would like. Get involved. It's the People's Show on Sunday, live from Lush. Doors open at 11:30, a day of football, lovely women, and cheap food and booze. And you can win VIP passes to it by emailing this program at the morning after at team1380.net. We have talked baseball in the program. We talked hockey and the Blues lost last night to the Chicago Blackhawks 6-1, something that doesn't get much discussion here in St. Louis, and that's been more addressed than the actual teams play, and that is college basketball. Missouri, coming off the win against Texas on Saturday, goes to Ames last night and loses to Iowa State. Anybody surprised by that?
Not terribly surprised. No, not terribly surprised. I was going to ask you, did you see the, not to change the subject, did you see the Sports Illustrated article on Rick Majerus that came out this week?
I have not seen it.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
They did like 6 pages on Rick Majerus.
And that was just one photo.
Yeah. Very interesting article.
First the swing set, now we're going to make weight jokes. And I got another guy here making fun of poor people in their TVs. You guys are classless. Fortunately, I'm a beacon of class.
Well, we're not highly educated.
No question.
So you kind of get what you get. But it's a very interesting article on Majerus. Paints him as almost a guy with two different personalities. One guy who just couldn't be nicer. Some of his players love him. He'll go out of his way to do things for people. And the other side of him is a very foul-mouthed guy who's been known to grab the testicles of a player he was mad at.
He's punched, I'm not a big gay guy.
Punched some in the chest, gets naked a lot in the clubhouse and in front of other players. It really covered a lot of areas there in that article.
What in the hell?
Seems like he should be covering some areas himself.
Yeah, definitely.
What? I understand the getting upset part, although I prefer not to have me joint grabbed.
I don't think it's a joint he was grabbing.
But what about walking around naked in the locker room? What's that about?
I don't know. Apparently he just doesn't bother him at all to do it, and he's apparently sat at in his office or in the locker room there and had discussions with players while he's completely naked. They said there was nothing sexual about it. That's just the way he is. He's completely uninhibited. Doesn't think it should bother anyone else.
I'd prefer a coach would cover up before sitting me down for a chat. That's just me.
What if you had a chance to talk with Earl Weaver?
Cover up.
It's a little different. Because he's so
even
cute.
Even a washcloth would be fine. Something.
Gay guy.
Well, I'm actually fascinated to read that piece. The Billikens are in action against Rhode Island tonight, and Rhode Island, believe it or not, is a top 25 team. SLU in action tonight. Illinois wins. I was getting to Illinois. They get back at home and they beat Michigan. Missouri's record going into last night, 11-5, now 11-6. It's decent. The issue is the RPI.
Not so good.
Not so good, much like the other teams in the area. I really wasn't surprised by that last. As a matter of fact, I would have been surprised if they won. And it fascinates me that in the two quotes that I read in Graham Watson's piece on last night's 72-67 loss to Iowa State, both Mike Anderson and Damari Carroll, who had a game-high 19 points, talk about going up to Iowa State and stealing one. Has it gotten to the point where you go play Iowa State and you're hoping to steal one against a 10-6 team that's now 11-6, or are they 9-6 at the time? I don't know what they were, but they were, you know, by no means a team that you're like, boy, I hope we can go into Lawrence and, you know, snag one.
I mean, no offense, you don't know a lot about college basketball. In today's college game, you have to treat every road game like it's a swing set.
Excuse me?
You gotta steal
go
it.
Try to steal it.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, that's the approach I would say of 9 out of 10 D1 teams. They treat a road game like a swing set.
And sometimes you fall right down the slide, and other times you grab onto the rings and you pull yourself up.
Yep.
And you get yourself a little win.
So like Bobby Knight, who just won his 900th game, he's done this by comparing road games to swing sets?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It seems kind of...
Welcome to basketball, Tim.
It seems kind of moronic, honestly. Just on the surface.
Well, you don't know. You got to watch the games.
I understand.
A lot of levels to it. You got to dig a little deeper sometime. It's not just always about the lingerie.
In the broods, guessing breast sizes, which I am outstanding at. I don't know. I look forward to the NCAA tournament, but man, it's a barren wasteland with tumbleweed shooting through it. That's what college basketball is in St. Louis this year. And there was a little buzz, and I was surprised by, it wasn't much, but I was surprised by as much optimism that Missouri's win over Texas spurned in some people. I was on with Dave Green and Jay Randolph Jr., and they were all excited about it. And I go, I'm not really that excited about it. And they said, well, why? I said, because they shot 50%. They were doing the exact same crap that's led them to be a non-story in St. Louis, which was just firing up shots haphazardly. It's just this time they happened to go in. That doesn't mean that it's all fixed.
It's the Quinn Snyder approach.
It's the same damn thing. That's what drives me up the wall.
If you're hitting the three-pointers, you beat anybody, and most nights you shoot about 25%, 30% from three-point range, and you can get beat by anybody.
And Missouri comes out last night after that great win against the number 12 team in the country, and they're outscored 13-2 in the first 4 minutes, and they do come back and get it to a three-point deficit within the last minute, but they're not able to make the full comeback, and they lose to Iowa State, and so Missouri...
I would say inconsistency is going to be a theme for this team. Wouldn't you say that? They don't seem to have an identity right now.
They don't have an identity because I don't feel like they have a plan in the half-court offense, and it's just really frustrating to watch. That's why, Missouri's beating the number 12 team in the country. Normally, I'd be all excited about it. I don't feel like they're doing anything to make you feel like they're building something for the near future or even the long term. I just feel like it's essentially, if it weren't Mike Anderson on the sideline and I didn't know any better, I would think that Quinn never lost his job.
Yeah, and Anderson made his reputation with that 40 minutes of hell defense. We really haven't seen that at all.
Teams are scoring on him.
Yeah.
Defense seems a little better. They seem to pay a little bit more attention to the defensive side than they did with Quinn.
You're more than welcome to get involved on the college basketball topic. Also, Blues losing last night, Manny Legacy getting hurt, Buddy Andy Murray saying in Bill Coates' story today that he expects him back in the lineup when they take on the Nashville Predators. And what Buster Olney had to say regarding Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame, he doesn't think any of them will ever get in, which blew me away. I was really surprised to hear that, and maybe I'm just overreacting to it, but I legitimately was surprised. 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380, and you can email the program anytime you would like, the morning after at team1380.net. It is the People's Segment, an opportunity for you to get involved on this radio program and talk it over with three of the most highly esteemed sports journalists in this studio.
We got three guys coming in? We got guests?
Yes, Rudy.
Yeah. Hey, I got a workout program for Brad Thompson.
Go ahead.
Okay. What he does is go to Home Depot, buy some cheap 2x4s and a cheap wood saw. You cut it high, you cut it medium, and then you cut it low, and then get an axe and maybe chop down some little trees or something, you know, that help build up the rib cage area. And find a tall building, just walk up the steps to build up your knees and down the steps to build up your hamstrings.
Anything else?
No, that's just my workout program for them.
You don't look like you're really physically fit. You don't look like you're really physically fit, with all due respect, of course.
I got the gut, but, you know.
Well, that's a large part of it, isn't it?
I got to keep away from bread and pasta.
Rudy, do you think you could win a foot race against McKernan?
Oh, of course.
I would pay to see that.
How many TVs you have in your home, Rudy?
I got two consoles. I got a console and 37-inch, 27-inch. 35-inch, I believe it is. And
so three.
I got a 19-inch.
Make it four.
In the bedroom. Perfect. Yeah, I keep two TVs in my front room, you know. It's like I got, you know, so I can watch two different programs at one time.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
That's the Hoosier version of picture in picture.
I got one TV sitting on top of the console there, you know. I got, you know.
It's about right.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And I assume that the one, the console, doesn't work?
No, the console works, but it takes about half an hour to warm up. It's old
sure.
fashioned. You know, but
it's probably because it was made
there warms up picture
a while ago. It warms up the picture pretty good?
Yeah.
You got a microwave oven?
Yeah, I got two of them.
You got the hot plates?
I don't know, but I might be having to sell here pretty soon because I got a feeling I might be having to get out of here at the end of the month.
What gives you that feeling?
Huh?
What gives you that feeling?
Well, like I said, I ain't had the work and the money that I really need. You know, I got a grandfather clock. I got a 1904 Singer sewing machine. I got a china cabinet. I got, a dining room set made out of mahogany wood. Kat, you might be interested.
Yeah.
I got some candlestick holders from 1700 Ireland.
All right, I'll take them.
Yeah, they look cheap. You know, they look cheap. It's just green glass.
Do you have any ultrasound equipment?
Huh?
Do you have any ultrasound equipment? The cat collects that.
Ultrasound? I don't know. I might have fish detector. That's the only somewhere down there. I got all kind.
Rudy,
know,
like Rudy, 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 go get a job, Rudy. You need to get a job, my friend.
Well, I ain't been able to. It's like all these places want to know the last 7-8 places. You worked at the last place I worked at. I can't remember the name of it, and the address was in the back of a pickup. I mean, not a pickup truck, but a semi trailer on a parking lot. You know.
So when you're in a job interview, and the gentleman across the table from you, who's probably around 18 or 19, quite frankly, asks you, "Where'd you work last?" You go, "Can't remember."
No, it's a lot of my jobs have been hiring me. It's not what you know; it's who you know.
Sure.
You know, they give me a shot, and I'll stay there for a while.
Jesus Christ.
All right,
you know,
Rudy.
Like I said, I had a reputation that I was a good worker in the warehouse.
No, yeah, you know, we know that
and
down here.
In the warehouse community, he's a known commodity.
You can make $6.50 an hour at McDonald's anyway with all the fries you can eat. That's something.
Yeah,
that's a nice perk.
I have a high school education and work at McDonald's.
Do you really?
Game flip burgers.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. I'm like that guy that on that telephone commercial. Well, she'll help him fill out the bills.
Yeah, but he looked like he had showered.
No, I got common sense, man. I know.
I don't know.
I mean, and I, you know, it's like I can do a lot more. You know, like I worked in an auto body shop 5 years working on cars.
I'll tell him that's where you worked last if you can't remember the other one.
No, that was my first job, you know.
Yeah, still it counts.
First change in transmission.
Hey, there's a picture. There's a picture of you and Martin and Mike Lee hanging in our office now. Very nice picture. And it looks like Mike Lee has plastic hair. Does he have plastic hair?
I don't know.
He looked like it was a real, like, horse hair, real hard, you know. Real thick and solid, you know.
Good stuff, as always.
Thank you, Rudy.
You going to be there at Lush on Sunday? It's a producer Joe's telling me.
I can afford it, you know. I don't know. I got to, you know.
Oh, he'll get you a pass.
I definitely
absolutely
want to try to make it, but I don't know if you know.
It's $5. I
got
to be tough.
Yeah, I got to go out and buy a pair of shoes. I don't have no dress shoes.
Are you barefoot now?
Oh no, I got tennis shoes, but Joe told me they won't let you in with tennis shoes.
Is that right? I didn't even know that.
You know, they're brand
you know,
new.
I was like my underwear and
t-shirt. No, they're not. You know.
You've never stolen a swing set, have you?
Oh, I don't steal. You know, the only trouble I got into is maybe DWI or a fight every once in a while, but it's first stealing. No,
take care, bud.
All right, Rudy.
We're going to let you go now. We got a big segment coming up.
Hey, I hope you guys come to my party.
See you. Right there. I think Rudy hung up on us now, too. Kyle Rennick and Rudy. Well, it kind of turned into that Camo X show where people like old bats would call in and say, yeah, I got it. You're fine, ma'am. Just could you potter down a bit? Yeah, I got a grandfather clock I'm looking to sell here. And then 10 other old bats would call in and say, I'll give her $125 for that grandfather clock.
The trading station, that's still on.
Is it really?
Still on.
What can we possibly do to help Rudy? You got to somehow shake some sense into this guy to go get a job. You don't need 3 televisions. You need 1 pair of dress shoes in case you have a job interview.
The main problem, it seemed to me, is that he can't remember where he worked last.
Well, we should have found out what size shoe he wears, and maybe one of us could have brought in a pair of shoes for him. Shoes for Rudy.
It's not a bad plan.
It's a campaign.
I think his resume looks like? I'm picturing
the very first job is a question mark.
A legal,
which doesn't look attractive to an employer.
A piece of paper ripped off a legal pad. Pencil, maybe some crayon, gravy stain, childlike scrawling.
Probably looks a lot like that poor father who can't read his cell phone bill.
Yeah, that guy had showered, though.
But the resume, premise. Big email of the day coming up next segment. It's unbelievable. Like Tiger Woods, we'll have that for you. On the other side of the commercial break, the ticket guy's email of the day on the ITD Morning After Team, 1380.
Captain D's has...